For 57 years, Sir Frank Lowy has reigned over his Westfield shopping centre empire. But he's announced that the Westfield Corporation will be sold to French property giant Unibail Rodamco for $32 billion. And while Mr. Lowy says he'll still be involved in the new company, his role will be as an investor, not an executive. Jane Lee reports.
From a single shopping centre in Blacktown in Sydney's west to an international corporation worth billions of dollars, Sir Frank Lowy is the first to admit he's come a long way since 1960.
Who would have thought that 57 years later I would be sitting in snowy London talking to you in Sydney like this? Certainly not me.
Sir Frank announced the company will be sold via teleconference from London.
But when I look back, for 57 years, I mean, it's a lifetime, more than a lifetime of work that I've put into this company. And I'm not sad, but it's kind of bittersweet at the moment for me. But usually I face reality in its face, and it's time from a personal point of view for me to move on.
The deal was the result of 6 weeks of negotiations with French property giant Unibail Rodamco. Joint Chief Executive and Sir Frank's son, Stephen Lowy, dismissed the idea that online retailers like Amazon drove the sale.
Younger generations are obviously acting and shopping and behaving in different ways, and we've adapted the malls to be able to be very current in their design, very focused on food and fashion and entertainment and leisure. They're way more than they used to be in terms of predominantly retail and fashion.
So why now? For Sir Frank Lowy, the reason is both professional and personal.
Best, it's a very good price for our shareholders. And also from our point of view, we run the company. I think we want to change our roles in the world. Like I indicated before, that we would rather be investors than executives. That we've been doing it now for a combined 145 years.
The sale will offer Westfield's shareholders $10.01 for every share, which Joint Chief Executive Peter Lowy says is more than they're currently worth on the stock market.
That is an 18% premium to the last close on Monday and a 26% premium to the three-month value-weighted average price of the stock.
But the Lowy family will not be completely stepping aside. Sir Frank Lowy will chair an advisory board for the new company, and Peter Lowy will have a place on its supervisory board. He says the family will continue to be significant investors in US dollars in the merged company. One thing that won't be changing is Westfield's red logo, which will stay on its shopping centres. The Lowy said that most of the Westfield Group's staff will remain employed within the new company, but didn't provide further details.
Jane Lee reporting.